ויאמר ליהו התשבי, תלחוב חי השם אלוקי ישראל אשר עמדתי לפונו ומי השונם האלה טל ומוטר קים ופי דבורי. So Eliyahu HaNovi, as we began yesterday to learn, he tells Achav HaMelech, that's it, there's not going to be any more rain. So we began to discuss yesterday what brought this about, and now we're going to go deeper into understanding what happened here with the rain. First of all, we have to know, why does rain get affected? Why is rain the Nakuda? Taka, we say it in Krishna. We say in Krishna that Taka, Bisartem Vavadtem Olim Acherim, V'choraf Hashem Bochem, V'otzas Hashemayim, V'lo Yemoto. Taka in Krishna, that's what we say. We say that if people will worship Avodah Zarah, V'otzas Hashemayim, V'lo Yemoto, V'adom Olisite Nesivula. That's what we say in Krishna. But the truth is, it's true, rain is a terrible curse, but there's bigger calamities than rain. There's bigger calamities. Every now and then, you know, we hear about droughts, especially in California. They make all kinds of mandates. They tell people they can't wash their cars or they can't water their lawns. Even in the New York area, even north, Amol, you have droughts. But it's not the biggest calamity, right? Amol, you read a story, Nebuchadnezzar, there was an earthquake, a tsunami. There's bigger tragedies that we hear about than rain stops. About it, it's true. If rain stops eventually and the produce doesn't grow, it could be shreklich. It could be shreklich. But for some reason, rain is what gets hit. That's what the Torah tells us. The first thing the Torah tells us, V'otzaras Hashemayim v'lo yiyamoto. So we have to know why that is, number one. Number two, why did the Eibishter wait, Taka, and this some of you asked me after the shiur yesterday, why Achav L'chayr had a good taina? Achav had a good taina? Yochanan, you asked this question, right? Why Taka did it rain? Achav had a good taina. Achav turns to Eliyahu HaNovi. He says, I don't understand. Here, Chiyoel goes against the curse of Yeshua Benun. He gets immediately punished. Terrible punishment. And here, worshipping all the Avodah Zarahs in the world, and nothing's happening. That was Achav's taina. So we explained yesterday by Yerichas why he had his taina, what was his point, and what was the problem with Yerichas and the whole business. But Lamaisa, we didn't properly explain yet why Taka did the Eibishter allow the rain to continue to flow. You had these Malachi Yisrael that brought an Avodah Zarah to the Tzibur. And it says in Krishna, V'lo Yemotor, he's asking a good kasha. He's asking a good kasha. L'choy Ra'achav Arosha was asking a good kasha. Every day, we say three times a day. Right? If you say Krishna, Alamita also. Three times a day we say, V'otzas Hashemayim v'lo yiyamoto. But yet it rained. Rained cats and dogs. While he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Why? That's another question. Thirdly, why did the Eibishter make that Dafka stopped raining through Eliyahu HaNovi? The Eibishter could have just stopped the rain. Instead it became an Eliyahu HaNovi. Decree became an edict of Eliyahu HaNovi. Why? Why didn't Hashem just stop the rain? Whenever Hashem decided, instead, the Rabbanu Shem made that it should happen through Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi became what we would call the tzinor, the pipe, for this curse to take place. And Krishna doesn't say, the shalachti nevim, the otzlus Hashemayim. It says, otzlus Hashemayim. For some reason, Hashem didn't stop the rain like that automatic. Instead, he did it through Eliyahu HaNovi. And this is not my diuk, because I'm going to show you a chazal. The chazal on the diuk that happened, although it could have happened from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, it happened through the Novi. Chazal say like this. It's a Yalkut Shemoni. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon. Ein kokel umi kokel yeshurin. Says, Hashem is unique. Everything that Hashem does, he will do it also through the tzaddikim. Instead of doing it on his own, he'll do it through the tzaddikim. Says the Yalkut Shemoni, Kol ma she'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos, anything Hashem planned to do, hikdim va'oso oisom al yidei tzaddikim bo'ilam hazeh. He did it through tzaddikim. And the Medrash goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechayim eis. Mitzvah Hashem, we're all waiting for the big day. There'll be tchis ha'meis. The biggest nichum avelim you could give an oval. You end, when you see an oval, you say, there'll be tchis ha'meis. The biggest nechama. I often wonder, by goyim, what's the real nichum avelim? How do you console an oval? If a guy doesn't really believe in tchis ha'meis, it's taka very sad. As long as you believe in tchis ha'meis, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't believe in Chiz HaMezim? One of the reasons why they used to give Avelim, let me tell you this, a Chiddush. I said this on Purim for those of you that may have been in and out of my house. We're talking about drinking wine on Purim. What's the Inyan of drinking wine? It is. So in the middle of the Inyan that we were talking then, and I was a little bit in a higher Olam at the time, but I remember I discussed it, was why we find in Chazal that one of the things you're supposed to do with wine is Menachem Avel. You know, in the time of Chazal, they used to have what they called kois tanchumim l'ovel. They would drink wine by the ovel's house and give him a bracha. You know, like by a chasen, you have a kois shel bracha. You make the brichas eris and nisuin on a kois. By sheva brachas, you make a brichas nisuin. Ala kois, kiddush, bris milah, pidyon haben, we have a kois shel bracha. By aveilim, there used to be a kois yayin. And the Gemara even says in Erevin, Loi Nivro Yayin, wine was created for two reasons, two main objectives. To give schar to Rishoyim in this world. Because you know, people that alcoholics, people that like wine, it's their whole life. Right? I sit sometimes by a table, chasram, not people that are Rishoyim, good people. They could talk about wine for 2 hours. This type of wine, that to me, it doesn't talk to me. This one, then they look at the bottle, there's a $3,000 bottle, $4,000 bottle. Then they offer to give me some, I won't drink one drop, I'll drink a $4,000 bottle. I'll throw up from thinking about it, how much the wine is costing. $4,000 bottle of wine, I want to take a l'chaim, I can't even drink it, so I try. Think about the amount of Torah that bottle is consuming. But l'maisa, the Gemara says, l'itein socher toiv, give socher toiv to Rishon b'l'mazim. U'l'nachem aveil. And it's Menachem Avelim. Wine is a Nichum Avelim. Why is wine Nichum Avelim? So I'll tell you a great chab. Wine, we know, gets good with time. That's why wine is called, you guys should remember it, the 12th grade. Because I told you in Shia. No? Wine gets better with time. Why does wine get better with time? Meaning, very few things with age get better. Right? If you take a steak, right? Kishmaka steak that was just grilled, and you leave it out for a couple hours, it's not quite as good. If you wait it for a week, it's really not good at all. If you wait a month, you have to keep it out of the room. If you wait a year, you have to move to a different city. Stinked, right? Wine, as time goes on, becomes more valuable, becomes better. So one of the reasons why Das Kanim, older people, says, like wine, the Gemara says in Megillah, is because wine gives older people good feeling. They get better, you get better with age. So wine makes them feel at home. Right? Get better with age. But there's another reason, much deeper reason. Wine, Chazal teaches us and proves, every wine season it improves. I mean, as the vines are blossoming, the grapes, as the grapes are coming out of the vines, the wine gets better. That means every wine season makes the wine in the basement better. Why? So the Sifsei Chaim explains that the wine is still connected to the tree. Even though you squeezed out the wine, it's already it's in a container. It's sitting in some earthenware barrel in some basement in some winery. It's still improving based on the wine, the grapes on the tree. So what do you see? You see that there's still a connection to the source, even after it was taken out, extracted. Still, that's Tchias HaMeisim. That's a remnant for Tchias HaMeisim. Even after the person's in the grave, still connected to the Neshama. Still make it Tchias HaMeisim. That's the reason why there used to be Menachem Avil with wine, is because wine is a living thing that we have in this world, where you see, even after it was cut out of the tree, and it was pressed, and it was, it's still connected. There's still life, Ke'ilu. So it's a remez for Tchias HaMeisim. That's the klech of wine. Right? That's the mila that wine has. So that's one of the reasons why Nichum Avelim is on wine. So you have a Tchias HaMeisim. So the Rebbeinu Shem does what? He makes Tchias HaMeisim for tzaddikim before he actually does it. Eliyahu Novi says the Medrash, Mechayim Meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Poiker HaKoreis Ve'Eliyahu Poiker HaKoreis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzer Geshamim Ve'Eliyahu Novi Yitzer Geshamim. Those are the Medrash. So the Medrash basically saying that Hashem does things through tzaddikim, pedafke. And this is like the yashrus of the Rabbanu Shlomo, that even the big things that he has to do, he does it through shluchim, besides for doing it directly. So the Medrash is pointing out that this atziras geshamim that we have over here, the fact that the rain stopped, this famine was done through Eliyahu HaNavi. The Medrash is anything making a big deal out of it. You see, it was done through Eliyahu HaNavi. Why is it done through Eliyahu HaNavi? Hogufa kash. So I want to tell you a simple idea. We know every day we have a mitzvah to daven. It's three tefillos we daven every day. Shachris, Mincha, and Meirah. Some Rishonim hold that tefillos are the Rabbonin. That's the Ramban Shita. That you only chayef to daven mid the Rabbonin. The Ramban learns that the fact that you daven every day, that's not the reis. Tefillah based tzorah, if there's a tzorah, could be the reis. But the fact that we daven every day three tefillos, according to the Ramban, there's no chayef the reis. Reb Chaim Brisk is machadish that according to the Ramban, there's still a mitzvah kiyumis. Means when you daven, you're still getting a mitzvah. But you're not, it's not a chiv, the reis of the daven. The Rambam holds, every day you chayev to daven once a day, mid the reis. The Rabbanon will machadish two more tefillos. Mid the reis, you have to daven once a day. The Rabbanon made three tefillos. That's the Rambam shita. Now, what would you say it should be tefillah the reis? Obviously, your answer should be Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is the first tefillah of the day. Even though it's at night. It's the first. Because by Klal Yisrael, our calendar, starts at the night. Halayla hoylech, achayim shel achrov. Right? Every night follows the next day. So tonight is Thursday. And that's what we count in Sfir as well. Tonight is Thursday. So if that's the case, l'chayr, tefillah derais, it should be Ma'ariv. Shachris and Mincha should be the Rabbonim. Then the next day, Ma'ariv vayta derais. But you all know that's not the case. Ma'ariv is zichah derabbonim. Not only Ma'ariv derabbonim, based on the Gemara Brochus, Ma'ariv is the weakest tefillah. It's called the tefillah reshus. Right? Shachris is the derais tefillah. What in the world is going on? Why is Shachris derais? So the Mabit asked this question. Mabit and Rambam asked this question. He says, why is Shachris the Reis? Ma'ariv should be the Reis. So he says, a Gevaldike Teretz. This Teretz to me answers another kash. His Teretz. And another kash. The Rambam in Ilchus Tefillah says, what is Tefillah the Reis? Meaning, what midaraisa, what do you need to do to be yotze tefillah? The Rambam says, what's the structure of tefillah? The Rambam says like this. Tefillah has three components. Component number one, Misadr Shvacha Yishol Mokim, praising Hashem. Those are the first three brachas. Mogen Avrom, Mechayim Esim, Ato Kodesh, praising Hashem. Then, the Rambam says, this is what we call Bakoshas Tzrochov. You have to ask for what you need. Bakoshas Tzrochov, you ask for things. That's the second part of Shemoneh Esrei. If you think about it, that's all the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Ato Choinin, all asking Hashem for something. Heino, Baruch Aleinu, Shiva Shevteinu, Shmakeleinu. It's all asking for things, right? Then you have the last part of Shemoneh Esrei. The Rambam says that's called Hido, praising Hashem, thanking Hashem for what you have. So the first part is just praise. The second part is to ask for things. And the last part of Shemoneh Esrei is to thank. It's praising also, but it's praising in a thankful way. Moidim, moidim anachnu, thanking Hashem. So even though the 18 brachas are the Rabbanon, but the structure, the Rambam holds, is the Reis. The structure is the Reis. If you want to be Yotze properly, Tefillah the Reis, you have to have these three things. Praise Hashem, ask for things, and then thank Hashem. So what's my kasha? A very simple kasha. Years ago, I had talmidim in the yeshiva that if they wanted to ask me on Wednesday that they should be able to go home Thursday, they lived in the city, they want to go home Thursday instead of Friday, I already knew on Monday. How did I know on Monday? Because Monday I come to my office, there's a chocolate Danish on my desk with a hot cocoa. Elio Bar HaKarmel, the guy has to have some brains, right? So they prepare a korban mincha, right? So stop me, if you give your Rebbe a chocolate Danish and a hot coffee on Monday, and Tuesday some other tchotchke, and Wednesday another thing, by Thursday the Rebbe is blind. How do you say no to the guy? And Rebbe, I need to go home early for Shabbos. With me, God, it didn't work. But it was tough. It's called Sheikhad. Sheikhad works. Yeah, Sheikhad works. By me, it didn't work because I didn't like the shtick of it. But it was a smart move. Smart move. I'm sure if Shambi can get that also sometimes. Thomas starts giving you matonis. You know you're in for something. Months before. So Lamai said, a lot of times a guy comes over, he's very nice. You know, hey, what do you want from me? Stop this. Cut the garbage. Tell me what you want. Stop being so nice. Right? What do you want from me? Now, what would you appreciate more? Somebody comes, they're nice to you, lishmo. They just want to be nice to you. Well, somebody's doing it because they want to get something. Of course. The real love is somebody who just wants to do good for you. He's not interested. He's not, doesn't want anything from you. He just wants to do for you. He loves you. I understand that Shmoneh Esrei, the Rambam Zokt, has to be Misadr Shvachei Shomok. I understand that. Of course, it makes a lot of sense. You have to praise Hashem, who He is. I understand. I understand you have to thank Hashem. Makes a lot of sense. But why in the world do you have to ask for something? Wouldn't it be a better Shemoneh Esrei if you didn't ask for anything? Instead, every tefillah is Zokta Rambam. Every single time you get up to daven, if you want to be Yotze tefillah, you need to ask. Why? Your parents never tell you that? Come on, what do you want? Stop being so nice. What do you want? Does the oil here what's bothering me? The Rambam says, Tefillah d'oraisa is, the structure of Tefillah is three things. Praising Hashem, asking for something, and then thanking Hashem. My high. Mamisha pliya. So I want to tell you, Yisoid Gadol, what the Rambam is telling us. We'll have to finish the rest, how it ties into everything else. tomorrow. I'll tell you what the Yisoid for Shtein Rambam. Yisoid for Shtein Rambam is like this. One of the kashas that was asked from the Tshuva Sarashba was, what do you do if you don't know how to dab? When I say you don't know how to dab, you don't know how to say the words. You don't know what the words mean. You don't know what the words mean. Should you still be davening? You don't know what it means. So the Rashba answers, and it's Tshuva, it's in Tshuva Sarashba. The Rashba says, knowing what davening means? He says, you think people know what davening means? He says, Ulai maybe echod b'dor. Hear Rashba? Maybe one in the generation knows what they're saying. That means the Rashba was clearing himself whether he knows. Because he knew what he knew. Maybe he meant himself. Everybody still knows what he meant. Maybe with humility, this is the way he was saying he knows. He said, maybe one in the generation knows. Now obviously the Rashba didn't mean that most people don't know that Baruch means blessed. Ato is you, Hashem, right? The Rashba knew that too. Art scroll. The Rashba knew that people know art scroll. He meant, but what's behind filler? Be'ion, properly understanding davening. That's a whole different level. Yankiv could tell us, where's Yankiv Berkowitz? He's not here. Oh, right? You're learning tefillah now? So davening has so much, so many meanings to it. Me and Yankiv, every week we talk about Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Every tefillah is Zok the Rashba, so what's the ikir? Zok the Rashba, the ikir is you have to know that you're totally in Hashem. Hashem is your God. Hashem is you're in the control of Hashem. And everything comes from Hashem. That's tefillah. I timed it according to the Rashba, but that's why it's called Amida. Tefillah is called Amida, right? Standing. What do you mean standing? Because you're standing? No. But the rice, you don't have to stand when you daven. You sit, you also yetzer. Davening. You're supposed to stand. It's covered Shemayim. But you could daven loyal lane with somebody's in a wheelchair. You could also daven Shemayim. Even though he's being Shiva. They once gave Revel Yashiv. He was Shvach. He was by a bris. And he was holding the baby. It was a Sandik moment. He was holding the baby when they gave the name. So they called him up. They said, Amida. Amida lebrocha, Amida l'shem, like they do by every bris. Revel Yashiv was such a straight person, he knew he's not going to be standing, he's going to be sitting. He made them call him up again. Yeshiva lebrocha, not Amida lebrocha. So, such an emistic mensch, Revel Yashiv, he couldn't take, he can't say Amida lebrocha. You don't have to stand, Shemoneh Esrei midaraisa. One of the reasons you can say it's called Amida is because Shemoneh Esrei means I understand that I need Hashem. I'm in Hashem's hands. I'm standing with Hashem. Hashem is holding me. Vilich Zogens, I want to tell you like this. Somebody who davens and doesn't say, Hashem, give me, he's basically saying, oh, I don't need you. He missed the whole point of tefillah. That's why you have to ask. Because if you don't ask, if you say, you know, Rebbe Nachum, today I just want to talk to you. I don't need anything today. Then you missed the whole point of Shemoneh Esrei. Tefillah means I know I need the Rebbeinu Shem. I need the Rebbeinu Shem for my health. I need the Rebbeinu Shem for my parnos. I need the Rebbeinu Shem for my brains. I need the Rebbeinu Shem for everything that I am. Because of that, every tefillah has to have bakasha. Because that's the essence of tefillah. The essence of tefillah is to know I need the Rebbeinu Shem. And therefore, yes, even though it's very nice to do something lishma, but here, if you're not going to ask Hashem for anything, if you're not going to imply you need the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're missing the whole point of tefillah. And that's why the Rambam is saying, part of the structure of tefillah is bakashas toch, to ask. Because that's good for what tefillah is. Tomorrow we'll get to the tirutzim.